2,500 years ago, actually. Sophocles won the Dionysia competition for the play Oedipus Rex. Oedipus Rex is about a man named Oedipus who is born in Thebes and is cursed to kill his father and marry his own mother. Because one of the gods' favorite snakes, yes, that's right, one of the gods' favorite snakes was killed by one of the people that lived in Thebes. His father sends a servant to leave him on a mountain to die. But because the servant has a heart, instead he is given to the royal family of Corinth. They raise him, but he is always haunted by the fear of marrying his mother and killing his father. So he runs away to Thebes. And while he was going there, he gets in a fight and kills his real father, the king of Thebes. Then he goes to Thebes and solves a riddle to become king. Therefore, he would be married to the queen, his mother. Then, decades later, a plague hits Thebes. And the reason for it is because of the unavenged murder of the former king. Oedipus tries to be a good king and figure out who did it, but eventually he realizes that he was the murderer through the blind prophet Tiresias. After acknowledging this, Jocasta hangs herself, and with the pin she wore, Oedipus gouges out his eyes for the disgrace of not only marrying her, but having children with her as well.
So fate versus free will, what does that mean? Fate is predetermined, which is an establishment or decision in advance, while free will is the ability to choose between different actions, applying the use of judgment and responsibility.
I think that you have the free will to do whatever you want, but the decisions that you make, God already knows. This means that you can choose whatever you want, but you are predetermined to make those decisions.
I believe that even though people have free will to make their own decisions, that God already knows what is going to happen anyway, because that's how God works. So I too agree on your thoughts about fate versus free will.
So our opinions match. Kind of like just with shirt, tie, and
yes,
pants always do.
I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
Okay.
Now let's look at some quotes. Right, but to put confusion on the gods against their will, no man can do that. Oedipus said that, and I think that this means that basically no one can control the gods and what they do. They can do whatever they want. They can impose their will on whoever they want, whenever they want. And so basically that's more on the fate side, as in you are fated to do these things, and you can't even, you have no control over it.
Another quote says, "It will be easiest for us to bear our several destinies." Sophocles added this line to emphasize that we have many fates, and that it would be easy to go along with the way that things turn out.
Okay, here's another quote by Jocasta. This one is about the end of the story, where they're talking and reviewing fate versus free will, kind of. Be sure at least that this was how he told the story. He cannot unsay it now, for everyone in the city heard it. Not I alone, but Oedipus, even if he diverges from what he said then, he shall never prove that the murder of Laius squares rightly with the prophecy, for Loxias declared that the king should be killed by his own son. And that poor creature did not kill him surely, for he died himself first. So as far as prophecy goes, henceforward I should not look at the right hand or the left. I think that this basically means that Oedipus did not really have a choice in the matter. He was destined to kill his father and marry his mother because it was decreed by the gods. And that's why I think that it's fate. Like, you don't really have the free will to do whatever you want because, like, that's just not how life works. So, anything you want to add? There's one thing I want to add. Mr. Smith's hair is looking fire today. It's looking very good.
I agree.
I come home. are you supposed to be?
Okay,
what happened?
I was doing my podcast for Mr. Smith.
Oh. Sorry, dude.
It's good. That was like the last 5 seconds.
Okay. Sorry. Perfect, right?
Yeah.
You don't have living part about your face. Rachel, have you did your light on the drawing?